Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamora Kennard. Today, we got some topics to talk about, man. First of all, we're going to start off with Akon. Akon, what's going on with you, brother? What the hell is going on with you, man? You know, Mr. Locked Up. You know, Mr. Africa gave all those people, hundreds of thousands of people, a whole community, power. What in the hell would make you stand by Tekashi 6ix9ine on snitching? The man was the ringleader, was giving orders. The man was putting hits out on people. The man was trolling people. The man was doing things. The man was a child molester. And this the guy you choose to stand by? Akon, bro, what's going on? You got to tell me something, bro. You know, everybody going in on Akon, and they should be. They definitely should be. If you haven't seen the My Son Akon live video, you need to go check it out. My Son giving it to him. And Akon trying to justify himself. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. I'm not going to understand it. I don't want to understand it, man. You the same guy who made Locked Up. You been locked up. And wanted to come home. Did you tell on anybody to get out? I don't know, bro. Maybe you did. You know, maybe you told, and that's why you okay with it, bro. If you from the streets, if you're in the streets, if you do anything dealing with street life or mentality, you know good and well you can't snitch, especially when you the ringleader, man. We not talking about an innocent guy. We not talking about an innocent bystander. We not talking about a witness. We talking about the ringleader. Mr. New York. How you come to grasp and grips with this man snitching, you know, and then you give him permission and approval to redo your song, Locked Up, which was a classic featuring Styles P, is beyond me, bro. Now, you better come out with a good album, man. You better go back in the studio and make people love you again, because you don't want this to be the last memory they have of you. Nobody gonna care. You know what? I just thought about something. Just thought about something. It hit me just now as I'm talking about this man. This man ain't made no hood music in a long time. He been doing pop, you know, top 40, all kind of other music. So you know what, Akon? Maybe you just been away from the hood too long. Maybe it's time for you to go back to the hood, man. Not to live, but to get your mind right, man. You know, I understand that. I've seen it before where people move out of the hood or stop doing hood music. And over time, you know, they become forgetful. They become brainwashed to the new life they have. Maybe that's what's happening, man. You went on Vlad TV, did the Vlad interview, you know, asking this man why is he upset at Tekashi. Tekashi didn't snitch on him. Tekashi didn't snitch on his brother or sister or family. So why is he upset? Bro, come on. Tighten up, Akon. Akon, come on, black man. You got to do better than that, bro. That's like, you know, you saying, well, yes, the neighbor slapped the little boy, but it wasn't your little boy. Why you mad? You know, it's equivalent to you saying, well, yeah, John John stole your cousin's shoes, but they weren't your shoes. Why you mad? Yeah, the police killed George Floyd, but you ain't no George Floyd. Why you mad? I'm making sense. I know I'm making sense now. Bro, come on, Akon. Maybe you need to go back and do some music with Young Jeezy. You know, Scarface. Maybe you need to go back and start, you know, including yourself in those circles again. Because you forgetting, man. You forgetting where you come from, bro. You forgetting what you said you stood for, man. Now, I know people mind change, but they don't change like that. Ghostface had a song, you know, you get a nigga back, but you don't get a nigga back like that. That's a shame, man. I was disappointed to see Akon, you know, say these things and then double down and then triple down. And my son was telling this man, you know, you wrong. My son told him the truth, bruh. You need to go look up my son and Akon. You know, they sat down for a long time and had a conversation, and my son gave it to him every second of the conversation. Akon, wake up. We need you, bruh. But if you're going to act like that, we don't need you. Stay where you at. Stay where you at. Then I'm looking online and I see this thing, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he got all these bodyguards and security and police out in the city. He out in the city, but he got protection. He got security, that's for sure. Big security too. And if you look in the videos where he out with security, it's police there. So he playing. He doing the same stuff, you know, just that he protected by the police now instead of the gang. Be careful, bro. They already done broke you on. You walk around in the cast, you know. You're not safe, bro. I want you to know that, Tekashi. You're not safe, bro. It's people out here who want you dead. It's people out here who want to test you. It's people out here who just don't like what you did and want to make an example out of you, bro. You're not safe. My advice to you is to stay with the police that you are with. Let them protect you. Let those guards guard your body. You call them bodyguards for a reason. You better let them guard your body, bro. You know, then you go see Nipsey Hussle mural. That man ain't stand for that, bro. What you go see him for? I'm just asking. What the hell did you go and see this man mural for, knowing this man didn't stand for that? I don't even know if he knew you or you knew him, or I don't know if he liked you. I don't know if, I doubt it. Because I know what kind of man Nipsey was. He ain't stand for no bull crap like that, man. You walking all around the city like you doggone Scarface. Did you see the end in the Scarface? Did you see the end in the Scarface, bro? It could be your ending too, man, if you don't stop playing. I'm trying to tell you, I already made one episode on the Tekashi thing. I hope somebody let this man hear this. It's going to be worldwide. You know, I got a lot of listeners now. We in other countries now. Somebody let them hear it. I don't mind. Stop playing, Tekashi, bro. You know, you did some despicable things. And I don't want to see you hurt or dead behind it. You know, you need to let witness protection and them bodyguards protect you, bro. But you got to stop being visible. Stop trying people, man. Stop trying people, bro. Now, let's get to doggone Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion. This nigga shot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot. You been watching too much Harlem Nights, man. You thought you was quick, huh? Tory Lanez, man, I don't know what to say, man. You know, you was popping, man. You had Instagram going crazy. You had, you know, hit after hit coming out. What the hell are you doing shooting a woman, man? You know, you got men who beat women up every day, but even them fools not shooting women. I mean, what, you thought you was just going to shoot somebody and that was going to be it? And everybody on the internet talking about Meg ain't get shot. Man, that lady knows she got shot. You got your people out here putting out stories like that lady lying, bruh. Listen, stop playing, Tory Lanez. You shot that woman, man. Why did you shoot her? You're not even talking about it. You know, you was dead wrong, bro. I mean, did you think this woman was going to whoop you? She said everybody in the car was arguing. You couldn't stand it. You thought she was going to whoop you. We know she's bigger than you. We know she's taller than you, but almost everybody is. You a little guy, bro. What the hell you doing shooting a woman, though? I want to know why, man. You owe some people explanations on that. Meg ain't tell the police on you. She kept it 100 when she should have told. See, if it was a guy now, I would bet the difference. We talking about a young lady. We talking about a young lady, man, that did not tell the police when they came that you shot her. She told him her foot got cut by glass. Bro, if that was my sister, bro, I'ma just be real. I'ma tell my sister, man, tell the police on this nigga. You a woman. It wasn't me. He didn't shoot me. Now, if he shoot me, then we handle it how G's handle it. But you're a woman. You shouldn't have never been shot by a man. You wasn't trying to kill him. From what I was told, from what I heard, from what the blogs say, from what everybody in the car said, y'all was arguing. You mean to tell me this man's temper so bad he shot a woman over an argument? You could have got out of that car and never saw that woman again, bro. What did she threaten? She threatened to not give you no more? Was it good? Was it that good that you had to shoot her? Come on, bro. You're a celebrity, man. You can get pussy. You can get sex. You can get models. Come on, bro. We got to do better, man. We got to do better, bro. You shot that woman, man. And I can't believe it. Then after all this, it's been about a couple weeks now since this happened. You're not saying anything, but you got your people making up stories, their publicists and, you know, your lawyers. Man, that woman knows she got shot, man. I don't care what kind of story you could come up with, bruh. She should have let your butt go to jail, bruh, and kept you there. Now, I don't really say that about too many people or things, but that's one thing that you should have been in jail for, bro. You shot that woman, man. You shot that woman, bro. You shot that woman. Now, we all remember the Chris Brown, Rihanna thing. You done went past that. The world went crazy when Chris Brown and Rihanna was fighting. I ain't gonna say he beat up because she was fighting him. From what I was told and understand, she hit the man first. Not saying I agree with it, but they were fighting. You took it a step further and shot this woman, bro. Now that tell me that you are not rap tight, bro. Or you're insecure. Or you just don't like her that much that you was ready to kill her. What could she have done to you to make you feel like you had to shoot her? You can't keep being quiet on this, bro. I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't know him, people. He doesn't know me. I'm just speaking my piece on it. Thank God, T.I. couldn't believe it. Yeah, T.I. couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe that this man shot this lady. Now, we know she got shot because she went to the hospital. They took bullets out of this woman's feet. So it's not a hearsay story. This is a story that we know actually happened. We know you shot her. Everybody said you shot her. She said you shot her. After many days of not saying anything. But she said, and these are her words, it got too much to bear. It got too much to bear. With all the people coming at her on social media and the internet saying she was making it up, she didn't get shot, and you didn't say anything to defend this woman. You didn't say anything to make this woman feel better about what you did. Tory Lanez, you a bald-headed liar. You a bald-headed liar. I know you got your hair plugs. But man, you're lying, bro. You're lying. I'm going to say it again. You're lying, bro. You shot that woman. Shh, boy, she got to be the only child, because if she had brothers like in my family, you wouldn't have had to worry about being in jail, bro. You would have been somewhere else. Yeah, and that's real. That's real, bro. You would have been somewhere else. You wouldn't have had to worry about being in jail, brother. You would have been in a word that rhymed with jail. Start with a H. E-double-L. Your ass would have been in hell, man. I wish a nigga would shoot my sister, you hear me? How in the world can a man... And it wasn't an accident. You aimed. She was outside the car, she said. Then the helicopters came. And that's crazy. That's crazy to me. How this man shot this woman outside the car. She was outside the car, man. You could have pulled off and left her there. That would have been a story. It would have been some news, but you shot this woman, man. WAP, that's a new song. Was it all that? Was it all that? I don't want no pussy that's gonna make me be shooting women in the foot. Shooting women anywhere, to be exact. We ain't shooting no woman over here, man. Unless she trying to kill us And I say us because I know a lot of people who think the same way. We not shooting no woman. We not fighting no woman. We ain't going to let no woman just whoop up on us now. But we ain't going to beat no woman like that, man. And we definitely not going to shoot them. I don't know how y'all boys getting down up there in Toronto, man. But down here in the South, you would have been dead, bro. You would have been dead, man. And I tell you another thing. If you was in the South, bro, one of these dope boys, one of these street guys, man, if they saw you shoot Meg, if they saw you shoot her, and they were strapped, you might have got shot downhill. I don't know how y'all playing up there, man. I don't know how you boys playing in Toronto, man, but y'all, you making Toronto look bad now, man. You making Toronto look bad, bro. T.I. got on him. T.I. couldn't understand it. You know. T.I. asked for the same thing. An answer, an explanation. I mean, you just don't shoot somebody for no reason. Why did you shoot him? We need to hear from you, man. We need to hear from you. Are the lawyers telling you don't speak on it? Don't say anything? That's a possibility. That's a possibility, but when somebody coming at you like that, man, you need to say something, bro. Both of y'all celebrities. You're a bigger celebrity than her. Which means you have a lot more to lose than her. What the hell are you doing shooting this girl in her foot? Help me understand this. We got Akon. We got Tekashi. We got Meg Thee Stallion being shot. We got Donald Trump saying, you know, he will not accept if he loses the election and stay in the White House. Now, I don't need to talk too much about him because we already know what state of mind he's in. This shit crazy, man. This is really crazy. This been a crazy year. It's been a crazy year. Shutdowns, coronavirus, people losing jobs, people going on furloughs, men shooting women in the foot. A street guy doing a song with a snitch and approving him and giving the stamp of approval to a remix of his song. What the hell is going on here? It's been a lot more other things. People been hanged. Black people have been hung from trees. People been beat up at rallies. Racist people have shown their ugly face after years of being racist but not showing it. 2020, can we get a redo, man? 2020, we need a reset button for 2020, or we just need a fast forward button to get us out of 2020. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. I really don't know what to say. I just can't believe this man shot this woman in the foot. I mean, this is bothering me, man. Now, don't too much stuff bother me. Don't too many things bother me. But what would make this man shoot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot? If you got any good judgment and common sense, you asking yourself the same question. So we just gonna let people shoot other people in the foot and act like it didn't happen, huh? Why didn't you shoot a man in the foot? Huh? Why you ain't shoot a bodyguard in the foot? I heard your bodyguard was in the car. I don't even know why he let you go that crazy, man. He should have been calming you down. Like I said, you're a bigger celebrity. You have a lot more to lose than her. You've been getting money a lot longer than this woman, bro. She must got some incredible stuff between them legs, man. She got to have something down there, bro. to make you shoot her in her foot, acting like you on damn Harlem Nights. Man, what's wrong with you, bruh? I mean, seriously, what the hell is wrong with you, man? I really want to know. I hope you go to, man, you need to go to court, bruh. You need to be seen by the judge about this, bruh. Yeah, I know you're asking yourself, I thought Dice was a street guy. I am. But it's certain things that even street guys, you know, scratch their head and say, what the hell? This is not ordinary. This is not an ordinary situation. This was not a man. This was not a fellow rapper you shot. This was a woman. And a woman that it's been rumored that you were seeing. You were dating. If that's the case, what the hell made you shoot this woman in the foot? You couldn't take her mouth that much? It got that bad? Her mouth was that bad that you had to shoot her in the foot? Jesus Christ, I don't condone men beating women, but damn, slap her in the mouth. I'd rather you slap her than shoot her in the foot. Listen, man, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. I'll be back after this. Welcome back. Hey, man, we are looking for sponsors. You know, we need all the sponsors we can get. If you are a sponsor that needs or wants promotion, this is the show for you. You know, I announced through social media that DJ Rail, DJ Tyreek, whichever you know him by, will be joining as a regular co-host. So look forward to DJ Tyreek or DJ Rail, whichever you know him by, joining this show. Back to the matter at hand. Akon, Tekashi, Meg, 2020. Man, this year has just been crazy. And I still can't get over the fact that this man shot this woman in the foot. It's ridiculous. I want to know what you all think about Tory Lanez shooting Meg Thee Stallion in the foot. Now, something just came to my mind. I wonder why she called herself Meg Thee Stallion. Does she know that a stallion is a male horse? I have no idea if she knows that or not, but you're basically calling yourself a man, and that's no shots or shade aimed at Meg Thee Stallion. It's a dope name now, but you are calling yourself a male horse. A male horse. That's what a stallion is. Maybe you weren't unaware of that. Maybe you were. I don't know. Once again, just like Tory Lanez, I've never met Meg Thee Stallion. I've never had a conversation with her. I've never been around her. That was just something that was on my mind. I thought I'd share that with you all. You know, a lot of people say that she a stallion, boy. That's a stallion. You calling that girl a man, bro. I don't know if you guys know that. I know it's a lot of ignorant people out here who really don't know what a stallion is. So, hopefully you change your tune on that. She a stallion, bro. She a stallion. That's a stallion there, boy. Look at that. Boy, look at them legs, boy. She a stallion. Man, what, you like men? Do you like men, brother? That's what I'm asking you. Meg Thee Stallion was shot by Tory Lanez. Akon talking about we need to get over slavery. Forget about slavery. We forget about slavery. We can move on. Bruh, stop that. You from Africa, bro. You from Africa. You supposed to be singing, let's talk about it. You supposed to be singing about it. You supposed to be, I can't say helping them, because you do help Africans. Although I would like to see some of the work that you've done in Africa, you do over here for some of these people, man. Some people over here hurting too, bro. I'm pretty sure you do a lot of, you know, great things. But, man, can you imagine how that would affect Black America, the Black community, the urban community, as they call us in America? It will help us. Think about it, man. Think about it. I hope somebody let him hear this as well. See, when I say these things, I'm not afraid of the backlash. I'm not afraid of talking about the truth. I talk about my own truths. Some of them I don't want to relive. Some of them I'm all right with. But the truth is the truth. Akon, you got to stop. You got to stop, man. You just need to be quiet on things that you are removed from or have forgotten. If you forgot, that's okay. Go back to the hood. Let them get you right one more time. You know, my boy over here talking. That's him in the background. He on the phone. Hey, bro. You know we doing the podcast, man. Quiet down for me, bro. Thank you, sir. He a wild boy, too. He probably not going to be quiet. He probably just going to be quiet for a few minutes and ramp up again. Hey, listen. 2020 has been really shitty. How many of you would agree that you want to redo your 2020? I mean, men shooting people and women in the foot. Men shooting women in the foot. You got a real African saying, forget about slavery. You got Lil Tekashi running around acting like he's still a G with the blood gang, Treyway. What the fuck is going on, man? What the fuck is going on, Doja Cat? Then you got this pains me to even talk about this one, cause you know I'm a No Limit fan. I love watching No Limit Chronicles. It was produced at high quality. I will say this, man, watching Master P and C Murda go through this thing is really, really sad. You know, I was talking to somebody on Facebook about the situation, and they're like, why P so mad? I'm like, man, the man wrote a book talking about the whole family. His grandma who took care of him, his granddad, the brothers, you know, nephews, everybody in the family. You can't do that, see? What else do you want? What else can a person do for you besides make you a millionaire? The man made you a multi-millionaire, young. You still got millions. You sitting in jail and your money is still making you more money. It's ridiculous for you to be ungrateful and angered towards the people who helped you achieve great success. Oh, it's raining now. I don't know if you all can hear that, but it's coming down pretty hard here. We in South Florida. That's where we located right now, and it's raining cats and dogs. But C Murda, man, you gotta stop. You gotta stop, man. You gotta stop. You just started talking back to Monica, and you saying she your ride or die. Yeah, she might be a ride or die, but you know, she not your family, bro. Kim Kardashian, I hope she help him get out. I really do hope this woman can help C Murda get out of prison. They say he innocent. You know, I'll say this. This is one of the first times that I heard a humble Master P talking about the situation. That man hurt. P don't talk like that too often, man. You could hear it in his voice. It was no confidence. It was no ego. The man was hurt. You know, you mad because you in prison, bro, but your brother made you a multimillionaire. You know, before he went to prison, the man had over $30 million. I don't know if he still have 30, but I know you still a millionaire. I do know that. I do know you had businesses that should be making you more money, bro. What more can your brother do for you, bro? What more? What more can your brother do for you, bro? Look, man, all I'm asking for, if somebody made me a millionaire, helped me become a millionaire, multi-millionaire, I wouldn't have nothing bad to say about them. You know, I wouldn't have anything to say about somebody who made me a millionaire, took me out of the projects, moved me to a whole nother state where I could become, you know, a mega rap star. People love you, man. People love C-Murder. People love C-Murder, you hear me? And for me to see what's going on with this man, you talking about Kim Kardashian is your savior, your angel. That's just, it's just crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I really don't, you know, even feel comfortable talking about that. It's like I'm talking about, you know, somebody that I love or look up to, even though, you know, that's P brother. But you know, that's sad, bro. You wrote a book talking about the people who raised you, who fed you, who clothed you, who helped you get millions of dollars, who sacrificed for you, with you, and for you. You gonna say this man P ain't tried to do nothing to help you, man? That man was spending money I saw on social media and through videos and clips and news. This man in jail, you took pictures with this man, then you say you hate him. That's crazy. We need to do better, man. Hey, man, I want y'all to get with me. Send me questions. I'll answer you. My social media is Jamori Kennard. Next episode, we probably will have DJ Tyreek on. You know, and we can feed off each other. I'm going to ask some of these same questions that we're talking about today. I definitely have to ask about this doggone Tory Lanez shooting Meg Thee Stallion in the foot. Because this is unbelievable. I'm praying for C-Murder, man. I hope you come home, bruh. But it's not looking good, you know, for you to be such a, you know, good rapper and a figure in the community in the ghettos, man. You had a lot of ghetto kids looking up to you. I don't know if that's good or bad, but they were looking up to you, man. You one of my favorite rappers off the No Limit roster, man. And I would love to see you and your family, you know, squash this stuff, man, because it's senseless. You can't be mad at these people. You know, they gave you a lot, man. And I'm pretty sure you gave other people a lot. But, you know, sometimes when we get in situations, we want to blame other people. Sometimes we fault other people for us being in the situations instead of being real and saying, hey, it's our fault. We got to deal with it. Hey, man, I'm not going to hold you up too much longer. This is Ear Gas. It's your host, Jamori Kennard. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for guests. If you know guests who have been through traumatic events in life, send them my way. I would love to hear their story. And we're in other countries now, so we have the reach, you know, to get their message out. We have the reach to get their message out. And we want to get those messages out. We want to have you on the show. Feel free at any point, if you know somebody, give them my information. Connect me with them. Link us with them so we can help them get their stories out. That's what I really started this show out to be and to be for, is for people to get their untold stories out, you know, of hardships in their life. Hey, man, it's a good Sunday afternoon. It's raining. I'm going to go clean up, take a shower, and see what we can watch on Netflix. Once again, I'm your host, Shamori Kennard, man. I'm signing off. God bless. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.